Jeremy Bender once heard that every time a person learned something, a new wrinkle worked its way into his or her brain. Jeremy knew better than to believe this, but for some reason, the idea had stayed with him. Sometimes Jeremy swore he could feel it, that he could pinpoint the instant a new one formed. In fact, Jeremy was getting one now, right now, while Paul Vogler was straddling his chest and force-feeding him a fistful of grass in front of the rest of the soccer team. Left frontal lobe, Jeremy thought.
I warned you not to cut across our soccer field, Paul said, jamming the grass against Jeremy's pursed lips. Time to pay the penalty.
Jeremy didn't struggle. Paul was twice his size, and a fight was exactly what the ape was hoping for. After all, there was nothing better to kick off the school year than a good forced grass eating. From the howling of the rest of the kids, Jeremy knew they agreed. He took a lesson from the possums he had seen on a TV nature show and lay still, almost dead, the only clenched part of his body being his jaw. Jeremy figured that if he didn't struggle, Paul would sniff around until he lost interest.
Open wide and take your medicine, Paul said.
Slater, Jeremy's best friend and partner in not playing soccer, hoisted Jeremy's backpack onto his free shoulder.
That's enough, Paul, he said.
I'll decide what's enough, Paul said, unless you want to be the second customer at Paul's vegetarian eatatorium.
Jeremy wanted to correct Paul, to tell him that restaurant, bistro, even eatery would be a better choice than eatatorium. As far as he knew, eatatorium wasn't even a word. However, talking meant opening his mouth, which would put him at risk of being the first customer at Paul's vegetarian eatatorium. Slater stepped within arm's reach, which, under the circumstances, wasn't the safest thing to do.
Come on, let him go, dude.
Jeremy wished Slater would mind his own business. Taking a stand would only make things worse, like poking an already grouchy tiger with a sharp stick. Not to mention that Paul was probably big enough to straddle the two of them at once and force them to eat the entire soccer field, the dirt under the bleachers, and the probably peed-on grass at the dog park. Paul dug his knees harder into Jeremy's shoulders. He yanked a fresh fistful of turf from the ground. Clumps of dirt dropped onto Jeremy's cheek. Jeremy resisted the urge to thrash from what he could swear was half an earthworm bouncing off his lower lip. Paul squeezed Jeremy's face with his free hand. Jeremy felt his teeth beginning to part. Clenching tighter, Jeremy ran through his options. Option 1. Tell the truth. Tell Paul that he and Slater did not violate Paul's "do not walk across the soccer field" rule, that they were cutting behind the bleachers to get to the library like they did every day. Result?
Are you calling me a liar, Bender?
Followed by frenzied grass feedings and several days of jeering in the 6th grade wing of the Thomas Scolari Academy for Boys. Option 2. Lie. Tell Paul that he and Slater had been on the soccer field, that they were sorry for committing such a vile act, and that it would never happen again. Result?
You'd better make sure it doesn't. And just so you'll remember?
Followed by frenzied grass feedings and several days of jeering in the 6th grade wing of the Thomas Scolari Academy for Boys. Option 3. Eat the grass. Just open up and take a mouthful of grass, roots, lawn fertilizer, dirt, pebbles, ants, earthworms, beetles, slugs, more ants, and whatever else crawls around in there. Result?
Ew! He ate it! He actually ate it!
Followed by a lifetime reputation as
the kid who ate the grass.
Option 4. Play possum. Lie here. protect vital organs, and keep lips sealed until the soccer team, and hopefully Paul, loses interest. Result?
"You're such a wuss, Bender,"
followed by Paul lifting his weight off him and returning to soccer practice. The funny thing was that option four never happened. Neither did options one, two, or three. That was because before anyone had a chance to stop him, Slater did the unthinkable. He grabbed the elastic waistband of Paul's tighty-whities and yanked upward until he heard a ripping sound. A mega wedgie.